There are t-shirts and bumper stickers, and no doubt city politicians have run on the campaign slogan, Keep Asheville Weird.
Asheville walks that fine line of being proud to be weird, but then also, like, some people are like, yeah, but I don't want weird.
That's Jocelyn Reese, and she's talking about the city's annual bow to unabashed weirdness called the Asheville Fringe Arts Festival. Reese and her partner Jim Julian are co-directors. The festival is four nights of theater, dance, eye candy, and experimental mishmashes at a handful of Asheville venues. All of it original, some coming from far outside the area, and none of it created for middle-of-the-road sensibilities.
We always say we're creating work for the
culturally adventurous audiences. So
exactly.
On this year's schedule, there's a show blending Southern Gothic aesthetics with dance, theater, and music to, quote, investigate ecstatic states that unfold in holiness Pentecostal church services. There's social justice theater, a poetry cabaret, an abstract operatic sound performance piece, and an improvised B-movie sci-fi comic thriller.
You may go see the piece, and you may love it, and you may still walk away and go, I have no idea what I just saw, and that is okay.
Keith Schubert is a longtime local puppeteer who performs all over the country. He's creating a new show for this fringe starring a subterranean interdimensional troll called a Chaos Wizard.
I'm hoping to make one of the strangest things I've made, maybe ever. I want it to be sort of surreal and very open-ended, so that there's a lot of moments in the show that the audience is sort of like, what was that?
Claire Dima is a former competitive martial artist who found her way to belly dancing. She described the Fringe as alternative theater and an alternative to theater.
Most people who are coming to a stage show, they're looking for a pleasure experience, something that's, you know, uplifting or just aesthetically pleasing. The Fringe is a good place for emotional exploration, and the audience is usually pretty willing to come with you to a weird or an unattractive place, or just a place of discomfort and help you explore it.
There are Fringe festivals in 29 cities across the U.S. Some invite shows in by lottery drawing. The Asheville Fringe and others use a jury to select shows from a wider pool of applicants, which is at least some relative assurance of quality.
We don't have the capacity to take everybody who applies. We select what we think is the fringiest of our applications. The weirder, if you will.
The Asheville Fringe is on the smaller side. It's entirely run by volunteers, and attendance is modest. Only about 1,000 people saw Fringe shows last year. And because most productions see only two performances, it's next to impossible for them to develop any word-of-mouth buzz. That hasn't deterred producers who spend months developing their Fringe shows. Dima and other Fringe artists use the festival to test new work before performing it in wider circles.
I'm incredibly grateful to the Fringe audiences to going the places I've gone, because I've lynched myself on stage for them. You know, I've put myself on sword blades for them, and they've come and talked to me about their responses, and they've given me their hearts back. And I really, really appreciate that.
The Asheville Fringe runs January 25th through 28th, and you can find details on all performances and after parties at AshevilleFringe.org. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.